He's mostly been calling up a respected BBC sports journalist with some exclusive interviews. And what we have here now, I think maybe the last phone call to that respected sports journalist by Fabio Capello as England manager.
Hello.
Hello, Mark. It's Fabio.
Oh, God. Hello.
You don't sound particularly pleased to hear from me today, Mark.
Well, you sound rather surprisingly cheery.
Why wouldn't I be?
Well, you tell me why you are sounding happy, Fabio.
Well, I have got some great plans for the next game.
Have you? Which game's that?
The one of the weekend.
What, are you having a five-side kickabout or something?
No, it's the World Cup, isn't it?
And I have to say, Fabio, your Welsh accent gets better by the day.
So anyway, I need some advice for this next match.
Wait, who are you playing in this match, Fabio?
Like who am I playing, as in what positions and stuff? Well, Joe Cole in goal.
Right.
And the other ones have yet to be decided, but I'm looking forward to it.
We're still going on the rhyming thing, are we?
We are, yes. I've had a
Ledley
few...
Ledley King on the wing.
Yes.
And who's up front again?
Heskey up front? No, that doesn't work, does it?
No, it really doesn't work. No, not even close working. Do you know what, Fabio? That's the first football joke that you've ever done. Well done.
I didn't even realise. That's the only reason I substituted him at the weekend, was just to make that joke 4 days later.
Well done. Do you know what? That's worth your £6 million salary on any time. Or your £6 million salary, as I said on air the other day.
Enough about your broadcasting expertise. Do you know where any of my players have gone? Because I'm having a problem getting hold of them.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you sat there on your own with no players around you?
I know no one's turned up for training.
Really?
Yeah.
So you still think you've got a game this weekend, do you?
Well, I assume no one's told me otherwise.
Really?
I just can turn up, see what happens.
You do that. It'd be astonishing.
I tell you what I like most of all, Mark, is that you've now given me a South African mobile number so I don't run up your bill.
Yeah, I'm not stupid. I wish I'd done that 10 days ago, to be honest.
£300 later, what are you doing to my voice?
What happened then?
I think I was trying to say that £300 later you finally realised that it might be a good idea to get a new sim.
I'm glad you've got something else to laugh about.
I'm having a lovely time.
Are you?
Yeah. Alright, just one more question, Mark, before I go.
Yeah?
Do you think I look more like Bo Selector Mel B or Postman Pat?
Postman Pat, me. can you do me a big favour as well, please?
Mark, what is it?
I used to work on a... There used to be like this little orange fella who did a show in the afternoons called Scott Mills. Have you heard of him?
No.
Right. Well, every year... He used to do, in conjunction with me, an annual men's semi-finals joke on the Friday, on the second Friday of Wimbledon.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, I'm not going to be there to do it. And I actually don't trust men's semis in Scott's hands. So would you be able to phone him up and do the annual joke for me on Friday? You all right, Fabio? Fabio! Will you do that for me, Fabio?
Yes.
Alright, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Fabio Capello, the England manager.
BBC. Radio 1.
Scott Mills.